Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis Memchesa Mebeiz. We're holding a Memchesa Mebeiz, 8 lines from the Tap Tan Rabbanan. So it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Mekayimin Avadim She'ina Nalan Div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says if a person buys an Eved from a guy, and the Eved doesn't want to go through with the conversion, he doesn't want to do the Mila, so you're still allowed to keep him as an Eved. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Ein Mekayimin. No, the Torah has a process for how to have an Eved, and this is not the process, you can't keep him. Amarli Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva, I'll prove it to you from a pasuk that a person can have an eved. That's an arrow. Harehu Aimer, the pasuk says, V'yinafesh ben amascha. It says that you have to keep Shabbos, and also ben amascha, your eved has to keep Shabbos. And that pasuk's talking about an eved. That's an arrow, like we'll see soon. So Amarli Rabbi Akiva says, I agree to you that the pasuk's talking about an eved. That's an arrow. And I still hold that the person's not allowed to have such an eved. Ah, so how is the Torah discussing an eved? That's an arrow. Because B'leikeach eved ben ashmasha yisrael hispik lemul. The pasuk is describing a person who bought an eved right before Shabbos, and he didn't have a chance yet to give him a bris milah because it was Shabbos. So that's how he has an eved. That's an aro. But really, if the eved's refusing to do a bris milah, so then the person's not allowed to keep him. So the Gemara observes that the kuli alma mias v'yinafesh ben amascha be'eved aro ksev. Everyone seems to be agreeing that this pasuk is talking about an eved aro. The kasha is my mashma. Where did they see it from in the pasuk? So says the Gemara, the Tani, we learned in the Braisa. V'yinavish ben amascha be'eved aro, kasa v'daber. Says the Braisa, it's talking about an eved aro. Now ask the Braisa on itself. Ata aimer be'eved aro, le'ina ela be'eved mo. Maybe it's talking about an eved who has a bris mila. Keshu aimer le'man yanuach avdecha v'amascha kamaycha hari eved moho amar. We have a different pasuk which says that you have to keep Shabbos, and also your eved and your amma, everyone has to keep Shabbos. So that's talking about already in Eved Moho. Hamani Mekayim V'Navash Ben Amascha Be'Eved Aro. It must be this pasuk is referring to an Eved that's an Aro. And the Braisa continues that this pasuk also mentions a Ger. It says V'Hager also has to keep Shabbos. So Zeger Taishav. Says the Braisa, it's referring to a Ger that was a Mekab on himself not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Such a Ger has to keep Shabbos. Ato Eimer Zeger Taishav V'Yein El Ger Tzedek. Maybe it's referring to a Ger Tzedek who is Mekab on himself all the mitzvahs. How do you know it's talking about a Ger Taishav? Kishu Eimer V'Gercha Asher B'Sharecha Harei Ger Tzedek Omer. No, because in the other pasuk it already says Gercha Asher B'Sharecha, which is talking about a Ger Tzedek. Kamani Mekayim V'Hager Zeger Taishav. So it must be this V'Hager is talking about a Ger Taishav. Says the Gemara Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halakeach Eved min Oivik Echavim v'lei Ratzol Amoy, Megal Gul Imoy Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. If a person buys an Eved who doesn't want to go through with Mila, so we tried to convince him for 12 months, we hold on to him, trying to convince him to go through with the conversion. Loi Ma'al, if he still doesn't want to, so then Chayzer Umaychad Oivik Echavim, so then we sell him back to a guy. So Amrur Rabbanan Kamedu Rapapa, the Rabbanan said this over this Memra in front of Rapapa, and they said over that command, Loi Kirbi Akiva. Elochayra, this member does not fit with the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, ha'amer imekaymen. Rabbi Akiva says you can't hold on to such an eved. You wouldn't be able to hold on to him for 12 months because you can't have such an eved. However, amelei Rapapa. Rapapa said back, no, I feel tame Rabbi Akiva. I can tell you it's even going like Rabbi Akiva, even though Rabbi Akiva says you can't have such an eved. Because when did Rabbi Akiva say that you can't have such an eved? Hani mile heicha dolei paskel amilsei. It's only if he didn't stop living like a guy. He's still living like a guy. Al heicha de paskel amilsei. But when he stopped living like a guy, he wanted to become a yid, and then he just got scared when it came to the mila. He got cold feet. So then paska. So then he lomaisa. Since he already showed interest, so then even Rabbi Akiva would agree that he could hold on to him for 12 months, and it's only afterwards that we'll sell him back to a guy. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said over that Amrita Lashmaitza Kamed Rav Zid Minarda. I said over this Taretz of Rav Papa in front of Rav Zid Minarda. And Amar Li Rav Zid said to me that the Hachi if so, Ki Amar Li Rabbi Akiva Bilakech Avabin Ashmashois, Lashani Leha. Why did Rabbi Akiva have to say that the Pasagav Yinafesh Ben Amascha, that there's such a thing as having an Eved Aro? It's talking about a case where a person bought an Eved right before Shabbos, say that it's talking about a person who bought an Eved who showed interest in converting and then got cold feet. So says the Gemara, Inachanami, Chadum Etrei Tamik Amar. Rabbi Akiva could have said that Teretz. He said a different Teretz. He said one out of two possibilities. Says the Gemara Veiter, that Shalach Ravin Mishmeid Arvilai, V'chol Rabbi Yisrael Amruli Bishmai. He said over in the name of Rabbi Lai, and he said also that all of his Rebbeim say this over in the name of Rabbi Lai, that Ezu Eved Aro Shemata Lekaimel, what's an Eved Aro that the person is allowed to hold on to? It's talking about the case of a person, a master, Ruvain, bought an Eved Kanani, and they made a Tanai in the Shtar, in the contract, that said that the Eved is not going to go through and convert. So Amru Rabban Kamid Rapapa, command like Rabbi Akiva. Again, the Rabbanan said this over to Rapapa, and they said that Lukhar is not like Rabbi Akiva. Do you Rabbi Akiva, huh? Mary Mekaiman. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't have an Eva without a bris milah. So Amar Lu Rapapa, Rapapa said back, no, Afil Tame Rabbi Akiva. Hani Mili, when did Rabbi Akiva say that? Hechatulay Asne Bahade. It's only if you didn't make a Tanai with them. Aba Hechat Asne, Asne. But if you made such a Tanai in the contract that he's not going to convert, so then even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you're able to have such an evet. And again, Amr of Kahano, Amusul Shmaitza Kamedra of Zvid Minarda, I said over this teretz from Rapapa in the Torah of Zvid Minarda, and the Amr Li, and he said to me that the Yahi, if so, if Rapapa is right, so Ki Amr Li Rabbi Akiva, Balakeach Eve, Ben Ashmashas, Lehisbeglumulai, Lishani Leha, why didn't he say that the Pasuk of Yanafesh Ben Amascha is talking about where a person made a Tanai with his evet Kanani, and he's not going to convert? So says the Gemara back, Lutameik, Lishani Lehach, why not have the other teretz that it's Paskal Emelse, Alehachan, Mitrevet last time, Kamar. Rabbi Kiva could have said any of these other Tirutzim, but he chose one. He chose one out of two or three possibilities. Says the Gemara Vayter, that Yosef, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, these three Gedolim were sitting, Akila the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, on the porch of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yasvi Vikamri, and they were saying over the following story, that Ir Achas Haisab Eretz Yisrael, that there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, and a bunch of people bought Avadim, and all the Avadim went on strike. They at first, it seems like they showed interest in converting, but then once they came to Mila, so they all went on strike, they said none of them are going through with the Mila. They dealt with them for 12 months with these Avadim to try to convince them, it didn't work. So they went and sold them back to Goyim. Says the Gemara, Kaman Kei Tano, which is going like the Tano that we quoted before, and the Gemara quotes it now again, the Tano we learned in the Braisa, Halakeach Evim, Minoevi Kechavim, Leiratulamo, Magagu Imo Yachnima Srachaydash, Leimal, Chazur Machur, Levdi Kechavim. This Braisa that we mentioned before, so it's the story was going like this Tano, as opposed to the Braisa brings another Tano who's Chaylik. Rav Shimon Elazar Aymer, that if it's in Eretz Yisrael, so then Ein Mashin Oisei Be'eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you cannot hold on to an Eved that doesn't want to go through Mila, but they have Sitaharis, because an Eved, a guy, Chazal or Geizer are Tumah of a Zav on a guy. Midrabanan, there's a Tumah of a Zav on a guy. And in Mila, in such, in Eretz Yisrael, we don't want to hold on to such an Eved, because he could be Metam all the Tyrus. Ubi'ir Asmuchel Asaper, the Brisa continues that also in a city that's right next to a border city in Eretz Yisrael, even though technically it's Chutzlaretz, Ein Mashin Oisai Kol Eker. We also don't hold on to an Eved that's not converting, because because maybe he'll hear something going on in Eretz Yisrael. He'll hear some secrets, and he'll go and tell it over to the guy in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, in cities that are so close to Eretz Yisrael, we also do not hold on to Gayim. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Chananya ben Oyi Shal Rabbi Gamliel Aymer, he said the following observation. He said, "If they magirim bismanezeh unin v'yisumer bo'an aleihen." What's the pshat? I noticed that many Gerim nowadays, they suffer and they have lots of Yisurim. What's the pshat? He said, it's because as Goyim, they weren't Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs, and now they're being punished for that. However, Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, that Gershon is Gair Kakotan Shanayla Dami. It doesn't make sense he'd be punished for that, because that was when he was a God, and now that he became a Yid, so now he's a new person. That's not the same person, Bechal. So why is it that Geirim suffer? It's because they don't know the details of the mitzvahs like a Yisrael, like a born Yisrael does. And that's why they're being punished. That it's because they only do the mitzvahs, they don't do it out of love, they do it out of fear. It's because they took so long to convert, they should have converted earlier. Where's the makar for this? That you see that there's an Indian to convert quicker? Because the pasuk says that Bayaz tells Ross, Yishalim Hashem pa'aleich, Hashem shall reward you for your deed, Usihi miskurtech shalema, your payment should be in full, Me'am Hashem elokei Yisrael from Hashem, Asher basa lachsais tachas kanafav. That you came basa, Rashi says is mashma quickly, because you came quickly. So you see there's this Indian to convert quicker and not to delay.